not prepare the Pirkei Avos that we've been learning with Rabbeinu Yonah, but I just wanted to share a thought that I've been working on, and I'm really speaking to myself, and hopefully as you listen, you can get something out of it as well. As Yom Tov ends, and we get back to the regular routine, so I was in a situation, Ben Adam L'Chaver, with an interpersonal relationship, where I had experienced some frustrations, and this person that I was dealing with, I knew that I couldn't address the issue directly, and it's been going on for some time, and what I realized was that instead of addressing the issue in some way, in some fashion, I was swallowing what I wanted to say, and it was coming out as sarcasm, and I couldn't talk to them, but I couldn't deal with my sarcasm. So I was struggling with this, and it occurred to me walking home last Friday night, something that helps me in these moments where I'm presented with a challenge, and I'm not in the mode of dealing with the thoughts of Musa that will help me. There is something very short and sweet, which is that I'm just visiting in this world. Very short phrase, I'm just visiting. Based on the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim, where he tells us that we're really in this world just to get to Olam Haba, and all the situations that Hashem presents us with are just there to give us the opportunities to amass tzchar that we will get in Olam Haba. So that in the moment of a challenge, it's now become a little bit easier for me when I think, I'm just visiting in this world. When we go, you know, to visit family or friends, you know, we're there for a week or two, so we are able to, I know for myself, I'm able to tolerate things that if I was in my home, you know, I wouldn't want it this way, but I'm just there for a week or two, it's not a big deal, I can deal with it, I don't have to say anything. So too for myself in this world, here for, you know, Meretz Hashem, 120 years, whatever it is, but it's temporary, it's a temporary existence that we have here in this world. It's something personally that's been helping me. Right before Yom Tov, had this situation, I'm sure we've all had situations where a coworker is going on a nice long vacation. A coworker was going on a cruise. So on Erev Yom Kippur of all days, he sends me the picture of his cruise ship and the arrow pointing where his little cabin's going to be on his ship. And I'm preparing to take my amassed vacation time and spend it on Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed as we need to do. We all need to, you know, save our time and spend it for Yom Tov. And he's going on this cruise. And I know with Yom Tov, there are pressures, there are, you know, changes in schedule, we've got kids, and it's not exactly a vacation. But he's going on vacation, so I was, you know, a bit jealous. So this thought obviously helps that I'm in this world for a purpose. I'm, you know, the vacation will come and go, but Yom Tov, that's something that's really eternal. So I did something else for myself. I made a little sukkah decoration, as it was right before Sukkot. I took the picture of his boat, and I put that on a piece of paper, and right under it, I put a picture of the kosel. And in my mind, I had this choice. Do I want to, and I hung it in my sukkah. You know, as he's on his cruise, I'm in my sukkah, we're both taking our vacation time, I'm spending it one way, he's spending it another way. Do I want to be on the cruise, which is here today, gone tomorrow? Or do I want to look at that picture of the Chorban, of the Kosel, and realize that life is not perfect, I'm in this world temporarily for a purpose, and I'm on a mission. And that just helped me in my sukkah, you know, to deal with my... Then I got back to work and found out my other co-worker is going to Las Vegas for a week. Such is, you know, again, I have this choice. Do I want to be now back at work because I spent my vacation on Yom Tov? Or do I want to be in Las Vegas? You know, again, we have choices. If we're here for this world, then we have one focus. If we're here for the next world, we have a different focus. Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, in his collected writings, has most of his hashkafa about life, about the hashkafa that he has about life, is in the month of Mar Cheshvan. This month that we're in right now. And Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz shares the following thought based on this. He says that in Tishrei it's easy, you know, we're in shul, we have 3-day Yom Tov, we're very focused on Hashem. It's very easy to realize that we're just visiting. We're here in this world temporarily. Hashem is our king, we do teshuvah. In Cheshvan we leave our sukkah, we're back in our homes, we're in a more permanent structure. Our homes are more permanent than our sukkah. And the tendency for me is like, okay, back to regular life, Yom Tov is over, we put away the sukkah, and it's back to our regular, normal structure. This is really the time, says Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz, where we have to take all those thoughts that we amassed over the Yom Tov period and put them into practice. Perhaps reevaluate. Are the things that we're working on, the directions we're heading, are they right? Do we need adjustments? Yeah, sitting in shul, I thought I had to work on this. But now that I'm back at home dealing with the pressures and the stresses of work and family, etc., oh, I see that really something else is what I'm supposed to be working on. Now is this time in Cheshvan, we're in our homes. This is where the real work begins. It's sitting in shul is easy to do. Everyone can be a tzaddik, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But now in Cheshvan, this is where the real work begins of working on ourselves. So this idea of just visiting, perhaps it'll help you. We're just visiting in this world. We're here in Meretz Hashem for another year until we get back to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The cycle will repeat itself as long as we're here, but ultimately Olam Haba is our destination. So whether it's Las Vegas, whether it's the yacht, or whether it's doing what we have to do, that's the choice that we have in front of us.